You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee, there looks to be a bit more upside with Aston Villa if you compare the two sides. Slightly unfortunate, perhaps, only to have 3 points so far. Equipped themselves reasonably at Old Trafford. Conceded a late winner last week away at Palace. And Sunderland have struggled badly away from home this year. They've picked up just 7 points from their last 11 away games in the Premier League in 2015. And that euphoria of staying up at the end of last season hasn't helped them at the start of this campaign.
No, it hasn't at all, has it? And 6-3 their midweek League Cup game. Unbelievable, wasn't it? Defoe scored a hat-trick. Hopefully his personal assistant will be in place by the time he gets back, so he's got his tea on the table. Did you see that, Derek?
Oh, God, wow. I know. It was the most embarrassing thing he's done since he signed for Sunderland.
Jesus. We were saying in the office, Derek, all the advert was for a mum and dad.
Exactly, it took
me in when I get home. But it was like, someone asked, basically, can you organise my life? And also, can you design me a clothing range? It's like, what? Hang on a minute. 60K is not bad, though, to be fair.
No, I honestly thought it was a spoof, though, when it was going into, can you just design me an app? as if you can just pick up a mobile phone and design an app instantly.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. It does give you a little insight into a footballer's brain, though, and the fact that the wage, which is decent, 60 grand, to be fair to him, like, if I could pay someone a month's wages or a week's wages even and get my whole life sorted out for a year, I'd do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? A week's wages for someone to just run your whole life.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Alan Kirby's in a favourite to get the job, I think.
As for this game, we said last week that don't expect Sunderland to suddenly start winning games, obviously, but they will try and batten down the hatches, and they did that against Swansea. I think that was a good result. I was more interested in what the manager said after the game, though. It wasn't even a veiled threat to the owners, was it? He basically said, if we don't sign more players, we will be relegated, which I thought was like interesting. So if by the time the transfer window's closed, they haven't signed anyone of any note, then the manager's pretty much told you that he doesn't think they're good enough to stay in the Prem, if you had any doubts up to this point. Wondering if they can get a draw here, though. The problem with Villa is that they've got the same old problems this season as they had last season. You look at the stats, the shots, you know, the total shots on goal, home and away, so far in the games that they've played. The second lowest in terms of shots on goal behind Newcastle. They've had 7 per game, just 2 on target per game. They have to really lift that, I think, to get anything out of this game. And interestingly, Sunderland, you know, I know they got beat 4-2 away at Leicester in their only away game, but they had a lot of shots in that match. They had 9, I think it was in that one away game, they managed 11 shots on goal with 5 on target, so they had a go. I'm going to go for a draw. I'm not taken by Villa at all, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Can't be backing them at odds on. Not with what I've seen. Don't like Sunderland, even though 7-2's, so 12-5 for me.
I was just about to say that, Derek. I quite fancied, if there was no prices involved, you'd quite fancy Aston Villa maybe to win the game, but 5-6, it just makes me shiver.
I can't imagine there's a single punter that will back that, really. Not even the most one-eyed Villa fan. I honestly don't. I can't believe they'll still be odds on come kick-off time. Any other team 7-2 there, you'd be lumping on. You worry a little bit about Sunderland because the quality isn't there. That said, I'm just looking down at the goal scorer markets here, and I'm looking at the two respective squads, and I don't see a daylight between them. I see two sides of roughly equal ability here. Maybe Villa have got the edge and a little bit more confidence. When your chief threat to score is Gabriel Agbonlahor, you're in a bit of trouble. Sunderland, who knows what that midweek win will have done for their confidence. But he's definitely bought Dick Advocaat more time. That's the only thing he is buying, I think. It falls into my old chestnut, doesn't it? You know, a team away from home are bigger than 3-1, and they're not playing at one of the big grounds. In fact, they're playing at a ground where it's become very easy to win at Aston Villa. Again, this is one of those away wins that I can see happening, and 7-2. I know that Sunderland aren't great, and they'll probably be delighted with a draw, but 7-2 is just too big.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.